should be.
All right. So for the most part, I'm gonna let the Rambam speak for himself of the importance of Shmona Parakim, which is the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos. Right, Pirkei Avos. So Rambam has a Perush Mishnayos on everything, but a special Perush Mishnayos, an extra long Hakdama, so to speak, to it, because he felt A, Pirkei Avos was so important, and B, the Hakdama he himself calls like the key to really understanding how someone should approach Pirkei Avos. And then his parish, and he has a running parish of parish Mishnayos on us. So that being said, we'll see how much we can get through today, but we'll try to tackle at least Hakdama. Maybe we'll be able to get through his Hakdama to his Shmona Parakim. So Shmona Parakim is Hakdama to Avos, and he has Hakdama to his Hakdama to Shmona Parakim. So that's what we're doing right now. So Hakdama the parish of Mishnayos. So the Rambam writes Anach Hakdama. There's a Hakdama that he wrote to all Perush Mishnayos, where he lays out like his understanding of Torah Shebaal Peh and things of that nature. So in that Perush Mishnayos, if you go back and look at the Rambam's general Perush Mishnayos, he says Kfar Be'arnu. We already explained Mahu Atam Shehevius Rabbi Yonasi Mechabe Mishnayos Lekpas Maseches Avodah Zarah Avos B'Seder Nezikin. So he said we explained. Rambam says I explained in my general Hakdama to all of Mishnayos, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, when he put together the Mishnayos, why he felt it was important to put Avos in Seder Nezikin? Gamis Karnusham, and says Rabbi, I also mentioned there, Esgodu HaTo'el Sheishma Maseches Zos, how important Maseches Avos is. Like we think about Maseches Avos, we think about it like it's a nice thing, it teaches you some nice ideas. No, the Godel Maseches Zos, it is a critical, crucial piece, work, within the totality of Mishnayos, that as we'll see more in a little bit, how important it is for a person's Avodas Hashem. So what is the Rambam? So he doesn't say here what he quoted in his Hakdama to Perush Mishnayos. So I'm just going to say a little bit outside. So the Rambam explains over there, why is Avos in Nezikin? But what does it got to do with Nezikin? You learn Bamitzia, Bavasra, has to do with different things of monetary laws and damages and all that. What is Avos, which is all about Midos, what does that have to do with it? So he mentions two important yisodas. He mentions yisod number one is that ultimately when it comes to monetary law, so it rests on the shoulders of Dayanim to arbitrate all this stuff. Like when the day is over, I found the Metziah, you found the Messiah, my shor did this, your shor did that. All of it's going to wind up on the Dayan's plate. The Dayan is really, he's the leader of the community. And he's going to decide the law of what people should do. So what's one of the essential characteristics of Avos? It's Moshe Kibbol of Torah Misinai, Misarel Yeshua, Shulis Kain, Bechulei Bechulei. It's all about Misora. It's all about who's in charge and that these people aren't making this up. The Torah that you're learning in Shir now with Rabbi Adler, Rabbi Hirsch, and Rabbi Willig, it's the same Torah, it's the same concept, same ideas, and as the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Yiftach B'dorik Shmuel B'dorik. And if you're going to argue on Shmuel's Bezdin, you're arguing on the same Bezdin Moshe Rabbein. That's an important Yisod. If you don't believe in that Yisod, then everything crumbles. Then, like, I'm just making it up. And so any Baal Dover can come to Bezdin and say, I don't like your Pesachdin. You don't know what you're talking about. You're no Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's it. The whole thing falls apart. So number one, the idea of Avos is that there's a Mesorah to everything. And the Dayanim we have now are the leaders, and we're bound to what they say. And it's the same Dayanim that we had in previous generations, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who received the Torah from Har Sinai. So that's the concept of Avos, and that's why it's in Nezikin. Because Nezikin is, you have to understand, you listen to that Bezdin, and you don't pick and choose. And you know what? That's also about Midos. Why is that being Midos? Because a Baal Dover that comes to a Bezdin, right? And he says, I'm a Hatra, I have to listen to you. The idea of being coupled to somebody else, to have a little humility and say, you know what, someone else is in charge, someone else does know better, I'm not the hotshot that owns everything and knows everything and does everything. That's also about Midos. So it all fits in, it's all cooped in together. You have to realize this Mesorah, the Dayanim are in charge, they're the same, they have the same Torah and the same Koach as the Bezdin Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, and that you see through Avos. But you know why that's so connected to Avos as well? Because it's also connected to Midos. If you don't have Midos, so then you don't submit to anybody. When they say what I like, then I'm happy with it. And when they don't say something I don't like, so forget it. They can go, jump in the lake. That's not the way to be. So that's one important yisod of why Avos comes at the end of Maseches Nezikin. The other thing he points out is for the Dayanim, he says it's really talking to the Dayanim, it's talking to all of us. And what is that? Who did the Dayanim have to be? They have to be the most upright standing citizens of that town. They have to protect themselves. They have to be role models of what you should be as a yid. And so Avos is for the Dayanim, because as the Rambam, we'll see a little bit later, the Rambam says Avos really is about perfection, mamash, shlemus. It's about getting the whole picture and getting it right. And the Rambam writes, first and foremost, that's the Dayanim. They have to get it right. The Rambam writes, it's not even shaykh necessarily for everybody to get it right. He says that. Not all of us are going to get it right. We may be in a different category that we're not going to be perfect. We're not on that level to be perfect. Dayanim have to get it right. They have to be perfect. They have to know and live others. And then for those of us, maybe on a little bit of a lower madriga, we have to be inspired by their example to keep pushing the bar further, to keep getting closer and closer to realizing all the ideals of Maseches Avos. And then we grow. And then we grow as we go along, as we look towards the top of that mountain and the Dayan on the top of the mountain. So that's what he explained in Taktamot Perish Mishnayos. That's what it means here. So Kivar Yiskarnu, in the Perish Mishnayos, what this is doing here, those are the Yisodos the Rambam puts down. Viftachnu Kamapamim, and I promise, said the Rambam many times, in Meshach HaChibur Hazeh, when I was writing the Perish Mishnayos in Akdama, I promised many times, Shinedabim Maseches Hazos Be'inyanim Ba'olim B'Shinarich Bamat, that when I get, Ram writes, when I get to Maseches Avos, I will be Marich further, so that we have a full explanation and a readiness to tackle Avos. Because even though you can run through Avos, right? Sukkot, between Shavuos and Sukkot, and between Pesach and Shavuos, you run through Avos. No big deal, right? You can run through. It's very easy to understand. Right? Lahavana v'yapshat. The pshat, the havana, says the Rambam, it's easy. Hare ein asiyas kolakoluba kal l'kolada. But actualizing the knowledge that's in Avos, that is not kal l'kolada, that is not so easy for every single person. That's what we just said a second ago. The Rambam even writes certain places, right? Dayanim may be able to get it. Other people may not even, through their lifetime, ever fully realize everything that's written. So there's a big gap between the Havana and actualizing it, and the Asiyah. V'gam lo kol inyanem muvanim b'lei pirush maspik. And not only that, you may think the simple level of understanding, I got. But the truth is, v'gam lo kol inyanem muvanim b'lei pirush maspik. You don't really fully understand it without a proper pirush. You're not getting it. You can read the words, you can translate, you can think you got it. There are many inyanim in there where it's a lot to you. And the point is, the Ikar is that Avos brings to Shlemus Gedola V'Osha Amiti. It brings you to a Shlemus, and it puts you on the right path. The honest, right path. Which is an unbelievable idea. He really felt Avos contained that power to give you a sense of Shlemus. Now the Rambam, we'll do a little bit more next time. The Rambam writes there are different types of Meron Nebuch in different places. There are different ideas of Shlemus. Shlemus means a certain wholeness and completeness. So there's a Shlemus when it comes to Mamonos, the Rambam writes, right? What I have in terms of all the things I need, you can read a Shlemus. That's not an important Shlemus. That's a type of Shlemus. There's a type of Shlemus when it comes to a person's health, right? You have people who are bari. You have people nebech lerachalash, they're weak. That's another type of Shlemus. Says the Rambam, that's not an important Shlemus. It's important Shlemus because you need it to function. But it doesn't get to the heart of what Shlemus is really about. The Rambam writes the third type of Shlemus, a societal Shlemus, of being other chaveira. There's a Shlemus in how I interact with people. Oh, that's a higher madriga Shlemus. How a person interacts with other people, being other chaveira, which is so much of what Avos is about, that's a high level of Shlemus. But the Rambam writes that ultimately that's not even the highest level of Shlemus. The highest level of Shlemus is really a person's das. It's a clarity of the Rabbona Shel Olam. It's a knowledge level. It's what's all in the head. That's really the Limud HaTorah in its highest level, in its highest form. You know, that's real total Shlemus. It's just understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the full Shlemus. So, but the first two levels of Shlemus are almost like a nothing. The shleimus that he's talking, shleimus gedola, is that third level of shleimus. It's how we interact with Allah Chaveru, and so much of the mitzvos are tied into that. That's a shleimus gedola. But it's not even the ultimate shleimus. It's just really a shleimus that's all up here in their head in the mouth. Okay. So that's what, that's a little bit about what Avos is about, and that's why he's writing Hakdama, because you have to realize the significance of Avos. We're not done with Hakdama, about halfway. We'll pick up next time. Monday, Mitzvah.